Jim McGovern, let's have your reaction, sir, to the Brexit vote. Were you surprised?
I was surprised because I thought that all the polling that I had seen leading up to it, I knew it was going to be a close vote, but I thought it was going to, I thought that the United Kingdom would agree to stay in the European Union, to be as part of the European Union. So I was surprised by that. But I think it's a reflection of the anxiety and the frustration that a lot of voters there have about their own economic situations, about immigration, and about a whole bunch of other issues. But if I were there, I would have voted to stay in the European Union. But I'm not a British citizen, so
do you think that
they made their choice? And you know, Great Britain will continue to be an important ally of the United States. But I think it is. I'm not sure that the people who voted to exit really understood what the consequences would be.
I can't help but follow up on that very good observation. Do you think there's any similarity between the Brexit pro-voters and the Trump voters?
I think there might be, but here's the way I look at it. I think that anybody who's watching what's going on right now and you see the uncertainty and all the questions that have arisen. There's apparently a petition already with several million people who have signed on to it asking for a revote.
Do-over.
I think for people in this country observing that, there's a cautionary note here, and that is that make sure that you use your frustration and anger toward doing something constructive rather than something that, quite frankly, could be very destructive. And I think I think people who are looking at this here in the United States, it gives them pause. At least I hope it does.
Well, the stock market is taking a plunge as we speak. So how dangerous do you think this is for this country?
Well, look, I think the markets are going to be, going crazy for a period of time. But look, I think for this country, we have a strong economy and, I don't think we're going to necessarily be terribly adversely impacted by all of this in the long run. Maybe in the short term, there'll be some negative consequences. But I think for this country, again, I think the lesson here is, it's not enough just to be against something. You got to be for something. As we decide the direction we're going to go in this next election, for all those people out there who have, invoked Trump's name or who say they want to blow up the system, I would urge them to think about, and replace it with what and do what. What direction do you want this country to move in? And, what policies do you want our country to pursue? I think those are the important factors that we need to keep in mind as we approach our election.
But don't you think, Jim McGovern, that there is an existential crisis of some kind here, that people really feel that they're disconnected to the people who are populating, the powerful positions, and therefore you see Bernie Sanders doing very well. You see which he did. He didn't beat Hillary, but he did very well. And then you see this here on the Trump side also. We're not moving ahead. The 1% is moving ahead. We're not doing better. And we're just frustrated, as you mentioned before. What's the antidote to that?
Well, the antidote is to elect good people, to Congress, and to be president. I spoke to a group of people from all around the country the other day, and a woman from Texas got up and she complained about how out of touch Congress was. And, she complained about a whole series of issues that Congress is not addressing, and I asked her who her congressman was, and she told me, and I said, well, he's against you on everything. So, the bottom line is that, people don't come to Congress magically. I mean, they get elected. Voters, turn out and vote to put people in these positions, and voters can unelect people or put better people in. I mean, there's no magic, solution here other than people, making choices that actually reflect their values and not continuously putting in people in office who vote against their self-interest. Look, I think President Obama's policies are very, very popular. still, throughout the country. But unfortunately, a lot of those policies he hasn't been able to enact because of a Congress that has blocked him every step of the way. So, you know, if you agree with President Obama's policies, then you ought to give him a Congress that would enact them. And he's on his way out. The question is, you're not going to, you know, if you agree with those policies, do you elect someone like Donald Trump, who disagrees with everything this president has stood for? Or do you elect someone like Hillary Clinton, who is a strong ally? And then do you give her a Congress that she can work with, that actually can get things done? And I think that's in the hands of the people. I mean, when people say that they have no power, my response is, you do. You got to use it. And I would say there's a difference between the Bernie Sanders campaign and the Donald Trump campaign. Donald Trump's campaign is just about anger. It is offensive. It is racist. It is bigoted. It is destructive. Bernie, was sensitive to the frustrations that so many people feel, especially a lot of working people who aren't getting ahead. But he had some constructive ideas. I mean, there were policies. There was something positive. There was something almost idealistic about it. And he told people what he was for, not just what he was against. And I think that I'm hoping that those Bernie voters and even some people who are who gravitated toward Trump early on, will gravitate not only toward Hillary but to giving us a Congress that can do some things.
So I agree with almost everything you're saying, Jim McGovern. That's why I hate to interview you. but give me an insider. We only have a couple of minutes now on who you would appoint if you were Hillary right now as your vice presidential running mate.
Well, look, I love Elizabeth Warren, so I would. I think that would be a powerful, a duo. But if not Elizabeth Warren, Sherrod Brown of Ohio is a great senator, a progressive. I know Tim Kaine very well of Virginia as well. I've traveled with him to the Middle East, and he's incredibly smart. And I think would be somebody who would be a good vice president, but somebody who could assume the role of the presidency if anything should happen to the president. But we spend an awful lot of time on speculating about vice presidential candidates. I'm not sure when the last time a vice presidential candidate actually made the difference.
Well, LBJ did.
Yeah, maybe LBJ. Sure. That's probably but in recent times, I mean, look, I remember when George Bush, the father, appointed Dan Quayle. I mean, I thought that was the end of it.
Terrible, terrible.
But it didn't make a difference.
Right.
So, but I hope she picks a strong progressive and someone she can work with and someone who could, generate some excitement in this campaign.
Sure, work with. I think that's right. And, of course, the first thing I would ask them is to spell potato and tomato. See whether they could do that. The chances that the Democrats can retake the House? Paul Tonko said the other day he thought so. I looked at him very suspiciously. I just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's the potential here that this could be a wave election. And, that's what we're all hoping for. And those of us who think that way, believe that, that the American people will reject, a message of intolerance and hate and, and bigotry. I mean, that's, I believe that in the voters of this country. And I think that, at the end of the day, when people go into that voting booth, they can't possibly, at least the majority can't possibly embrace the message that we're hearing from Donald Trump. I have a tough time believing it. And the problem for Republican congressional candidates is that they own their nominee now. That's the face of the Republican Party right now. And so they have to defend him on all of his views against immigrants, against Muslims, against women, right down the list. So, I mean, they have to defend the fact that, during this Brexit vote, he was in Scotland promoting his country club, and saying that, the valuation of the pound would be good for his business. He's in it for himself, and that's it.
So we're out of time for this one, Jim McGovern. But listeners, stay tuned. You'll be back the next time, and we really appreciate your being with us. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.